My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. April 5th, from the contemporary version. His agony in our access. Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Stay here and watch with me." Matthew 26, 33 and 38. We can never fully comprehend Christ's agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, but at least we don't have to misunderstand. It is the agony of God and man in one person, coming face to face with sin. We cannot learn about Gethsemane through personal experience. Gethsemane and Calvary represent something totally unique. They are the gateway into life for us. It was not death on the cross that Jesus agonized over in Gethsemane. In fact, he stated very emphatically that he came with the purpose of dying. His concern here was that he might not get through the struggle as the Son of Man. He was confident of getting through it as the Son of God. Satan could not touch him there. But Satan's assault was that our Lord would come through for us on his own solely as the Son of Man. If Jesus had done that, he could not have been our Savior. Hebrews 9:11 through 15. Read the record of his agony in Gethsemane in light of his earlier wilderness temptation. The devil departed from him until the opportune time, Luke 4:13. In Gethsemane, Satan came back to his and was overthrown again. Satan's final assault against our Lord as the Son of Man was in Gethsemane. The agony in Gethsemane was the agony of the Son of God in fulfilling his destiny as the Savior of the world. The veil is pulled back here to reveal that it cost him to make it possible for us to become sons of God. His agony was the basis for the simplicity of our salvation. The cross of Christ was a triumph for the Son of Man. It was not only a sign that our Lord had triumphed, but that he had triumphed to save the human race. Because of what the Son of Man went through, every human being has been provided with a way of access into the very presence of God. Here ends Oswald's reading. His agony in our access. In Gethsemane, Jesus sweated tears of blood. This was the propitiation for our sins. This was the final triumph and battle over the darkness and forces of evil. When Christ is as man and yet God comes through and dies on the cross and gets through Gethsemane without turning back, it is the glory of God given to man that we now have access to the heavenly throne through his sacrifice.